Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And at first glance, doesn't it seem like they're impossibly perfect, almost too holy to relate to? But when we look more closely at the gospel passages in reference to the Holy Family, we discover something else. The Holy Family was not spared from difficulty, confusion, and suffering, as most families, if not all families, aren't spared from that either. What made them holy wasn't an absence of problems, but rather the presence of God at the center of their life together. For instance, when we find Mary and Joseph anxious, searching for Jesus when he's lost in the temple, any parent can relate to that fear, the panic of losing a child, even briefly. And when they finally find him in the temple, Jesus responds in a way that surprises them. Scripture tells us that they did not understand what Jesus was saying, because even in the Holy Family, there were moments of misunderstanding. And yet, Jesus goes home with them and is obedient to them. Mary treasures these things in her heart. And so the Holy Family moves forward not because everything is clear, but because they trust in God, remain faithful to one another, and obedient to the Father, God the Father. Well, family life is built on reverence, honor, and responsibility. St. Paul gives us a practical guide in the second reading for every Christian household to put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And these aren't abstract virtues. They're everyday practices that become virtuous. They're lived out in forgiveness after arguments, in patience when we're tired, and in love when it is inconvenient. The Holy Family teaches us that holiness is forged in ordinary life, in the everyday things that we do, in our work, in our rest, in our joys and struggles, in prayer, and in perseverance. Joseph teaches us faithful silence and trust. Mary teaches us attentive love and deep faith. And Jesus shows us that obedience and humility aren't weaknesses, rather, they're strength rooted in love. And so today the church invites us to remember that not all families are the same. Some families carry wounds, wounds of loss, broken relationships, and so on. The Feast of the Holy Family, though, isn't meant to shame us, but to give us hope. God chose to enter the world through a family that experienced joys and sorrows. They were a real family. And so that every family could find meaning and healing and grace in him. So as we celebrate this feast, let us ask for the grace to place Christ at the center of our homes and in our hearts. If Christ is there, love will grow. If Christ is there, forgiveness is possible. If Christ is there, even our struggles can become a path to holiness. May the Holy Family of Nazareth watch over our families, strengthen them in love, and lead us all closer to God.